This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve Ann Allen and Eric McIlroy. Some news, some jokes.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Some News. Is Eric McIlroy not here again today? It's one of those weeks when he's busy and whatnot. But still, the format of the show remains the same. We'll be talking about some news. There are some stories that we won't be having jokes about. For example, the story that was in the news last week that the V&A Museum refused to show Margaret Thatcher's clothes at an exhibition, which must leave them with a really strange-looking nude waxwork.
Yeah.
Now you know what the V&A stands for. Thanks to a Google Translate error, a Spanish town's advertising a clitoris festival. Something, 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 couldn't actually find it, etc. And Candy Crush was sold as well. Ah, it's a shame. I like Candy Crush. I like playing Candy Crush. I mean, not the actual game on the phone. I just like upsetting kids. Those are the stories that we won't be dealing with, but we can introduce the replacement Eric for today.
Hello.
That seems good to me. Robin Perkins is back with us. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing all right. Asterix.
It's good. I haven't had enough coffee yet, so I'll tell you again in like...
All right, this is good, because we can plot, so we can do a little graph, and okay. We all have spreadsheets.
You know, and I haven't done my makeup yet either, so we could like take a photo as I progress, because I'm going to put it on throughout the show, obviously, because
really?
It matters. I am way funnier when I have mascara on.
I mean, I should try it. It could be the thing that lifts my career.
Nothing could
touch
that.
There was a story in the week, by the way, of a guy who was brushing his teeth on the tube.
Seriously?
This is not one of the stories I picked, is it?
No.
Yeah. I don't find any issue. I'm going to just admit this. I put my makeup on the tube. I do. I'm one of those people. I absolutely do. And I'll do it when I go home to Boston, and that is not a thing in the States. People just don't do it. So that's even worse.
Do you end up looking like a classy homeless person?
Massively. It's true, especially when I have like my hiking backpack and I got like sweatshirts hanging off of it.
Yeah. But you're still doing your makeup.
I know.
And then Deacon Blue will do a song about you because you've still got your pride.
What is it? Not chic, not retro chic, but the...
Hobo chic.
Hobo chic, yeah. There we go. See? No coffee yet. There was no, was it Zoolander, right? Zoolander had a hobo chic, right?
Yeah.
You can't tell right now, but I'm doing...
Oh, you're trying to do the
face,
Blue Steel.
Like the Blue Steel.
I know way too much about that film. Okay, it's a good film, leave me alone. So welcome along, and we're back. The show's slightly changed. Do you know the show's slightly changed? It's more fast-paced. Oh, man, you're going to need some more of that coffee.
Seriously.
Dude, okay, we'll plot that. But I do like the fact that, at least retrospectively, like in the podcast, we could go through and listen to, like, every 10 minutes... Listen to a bit of how happy you are. Plot that, maybe just as a function of volume.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, I smell an Excel sheet.
And we also have the only person who stands a chance of pointing us in the right direction, producer Amanda Inderhouse.
Morning.
Hit me.
What? Okay.
Oh,
so do you want to come around there?
Eric's the one you normally hit. Just because Eric's here, we lose the connection.
I miss punching Eric.
Eric, yeah, okay. I don't know why. I don't know what the deal is with you two.
This was not in the agreement.
Anybody tell Robin that we actually finished at 12 today and not 1? Did anybody
mention
that?
Did no one
mention
that?
No, I did. Did I just say 1? No, I'm planning on 12. I got plans. I got it.
She's putting makeup on for some fancy plans at 12.
I thought it was for the show, but...
Interesting. Anyway, let's talk about the show, shall we?
Mm. Yeah, okay. What's happening?
Well, what isn't happening in the show? We've got Patrick from the Daily Alternative on again today.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be lifting the lid on some of the more skew-whiff stories out there. There's some of the conspiracy theories, you could kind of call them. Are you a fan of that, Robin?
No, it's very exciting.
Don't let Steve talk to Patrick about sugar... salt, and because it's
look, I mean, I wasted 3 years of my life doing that stuff.
Talk about the munaishi of just absolute of molecules. And
are you saying that the fact that different atoms have the same number of valence electrons is somehow
trivial? I just want to go back to selling your poo. Can we revisit that?
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good radio.
I brought this up.
I brought some with me. Yeah.
No, I...
So you missed that episode, but I
did bring it up in California, by the way.
Oh,
I
the
went
poo
to, oh, yeah. I went to, like, the hippiest wedding of all hippie weddings. Like, it wasn't even a wedding. It was a sacred union.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you. Yeah, no, I wasn't a bridesmaid. I was a fairy princess. I'm just saying.
Was this also
was
a
nativity play? 4-year-old's wedding?
No, it was my best friend from home. Like, just, she's great. And we've known each other since we were 12, like, when she was preppy and her name was Vicky. And
what's her name now? What she changed it to?
Viandara.
Viandora?
No, Viandara.
Viandara.
Okay.
But, hey, but we talked about settling poo, and they were like, yeah, no, microbes, amazing. They were all on board with it.
Did you, how much did you shift? That would be a place to set up your stall.
I'm just saying, I managed to upgrade to business class direct flight. All right.
Wow. So maybe, I don't know if there's any poo in the show. I'm sure there probably is.
I would be really impressed if you managed to get onto the subject, because our expert of the week has nothing.
Challenge accepted.
Has nothing to do with poo at this stage, but you can obviously surprise me. We have got somebody on from the Shadow Robot Company. Now, they make robotic hands. For real.
For reals.
For reals. And they can actually, these hands can be used for replacement limbs, basically, if people have lost a hand.
This is the future, but it does mean I have to try and say the word prosthesis at some point in the interview.
I couldn't say minutiae earlier, so.
That was great. It was like time slowed down. Oh, you start a word, you know, you can't make your way through. It's like being in the Matrix. You're ducking those. I can't make the mouth shape.
I thought I glossed over it quite well. So, you're going to find out all about what it takes to make a robotic limb.
Yeah.
And also to find out what they're up to at the moment as well, because I think, obviously, it doesn't stop there, does it? Why would you stop at a limb?
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't, would you?
Whole human.
Nose? Robotic nose?
Yeah.
You. Come on.
Robin,
what?
Have they created
what?
Robotic members?
And stop the clock. A record time from topic to rude topic.
I'm just saying.
Why would you need a robotic member? They already have the sex toys.
But if you, I mean. If
something was to happen, you mean?
Yeah, and then you're married and then you still want to like act like it's still yours for your partner.
Even though you're asleep? Why won't you just use your own?
I'd be worried about the Russians hacking it, to be honest. Next thing, they're in charge of it down there.
No, all right. So here's the situation.
Okay.
All right, so you're happily married to somebody for 2-3 years, right? And things are going great. And then you go to war and you really get shot off, right? It happens.
Oh, it happens all the time. If I had a pound for every time I heard that story in a pub.
Hey, there are not enough charities for that. Anyway. But then, and you want to come home and be intimate with your wife and feel like a man. You're not going to feel like a man if she just has to use a toy the whole time. But robotic, it somehow, like, you know, attaches, like, the same way a limb would. Boom. You can make her feel like she's having sex with you.
Nothing quite as good as the old noise. And what's that? Just ignore it. Push through.
Look, okay. I'm just saying Dragon's Den.
Would you wear it on a daily basis? Would it be just for a sexual act, or would it be for weeing out of as well?
And
for
good point.
Just scratching, because like men love doing that. They love scratching it. So.
Although, if you don't get your dick shut off, do you have a phantom penis?
Phantom penis, which is one of my favourite superheroes. I hate to suddenly join in to make this even more disgusting, because I was trying to take some more high ground. But adamant,
shaking the top.
You don't scratch. You know when you're scratching down there, you're not scratching the penis. That's the thing.
Or
you're
adjusting it, or whatever the hell you're doing.
Might be some adjustments.
Well, do you keep it on there, Robin, so that you can adjust it as well to make
them
feel?
Because
they love doing
that. Does it weigh?
That's
a
very good
amount.
Point.
Yeah. So it's then you're like, oh!
Well, I've written down all these questions.
Well, I was going to say, Rich is from the Shadow Robot Company, doesn't know exactly what's going to hit him, does he? I look forward to that conversation. I think I'll go and give him a ring now and just warn him.
It's going to be one of those shows.
I'm sorry. I do. I always bring the tone up.
So thank you very much. Now we know what kind of business we're heading into. Right. Are you ready for story one, Robin?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Some news with Steve Ann Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
Right, the front page news gives us. Nodgate. Did he nod? Did he not nod? No to the nod. Nod in my name is one of the headlines. Jeremy Corbyn, did he nod enough? Was it a bow? Was it a nod? Was it something between a nod and a bow? Was it a now? Was it a bod? All of these questions are totally pointless and no one really needs to know the answer. But, so yeah.